day, we'd cut the top off the lemon and stick Saladitos in the middle. You'd squeeze the lemon and then suck out all the juice. If you had cracked lips from the dry desert heat, lemon juice would sting like a salty tattoo on the mouth. Back then, the only thing better than Saladitos and my lemon was my lips on Donna Ortega's. She was a grade above me and was the hottest thing in school. At least I thought so. She pretty much taught me how to kiss, and her mouth always tasted like Jolly Ranchers candy. I would watch her as she walked through the halls at school. Her walk had this lazy Latin rhythm to it. It was totally cool. She had rad curves for the age, and she always kept it together with a tight little tank top, dark blue 501s and brown sandals. Her dark brown eyes were as big as her lips, and her eyeshadow said, "I don't give a fuck." Her hair was dark and curly, with the cursive handwriting on a young Latina's school folder, and she kept it up off her shoulders so you could see the curve of her neck. She was beautiful like a proud rose. She was heavy like 1968. Some days I feel like we gotta take our shot and change the world. Other days I just feel like drinking tequila and listening to old Kiss records. Those crackly New York grooves remind me of a time before I played music. A time before Mark Tavell gave me a shitty cassette tape with Suicidal Tendencies on one side and DOA on the other. It was the key to unlocking the door to a suburban wasteland, and it would be cranking out of my Panasonic stereo for at least an hour before my folks got home from work. I found the sound that was real. It was our sound, and it allowed us to be fucked up in a positive way. A couple years later, skateboarding got as lame as MTV, so I got into Jimi Hendrix and practiced the art of letting your dreams seduce you. When I was 16, I was seduced by this 28-year-old chick. It was a beautiful confusion, like the first time you smell the older kid smoking weed. When I started hitting the Mexi, I sat in the middle of the street, ate green burritos, and discovered Bill Ward. The day I entered the Chihuahua house, I never went back. Time when we shared dreams of someday getting out of the desert. But it's the desert where all our dreams are. Where are your dreams? Poetically, I was in France for the election. It's funny, some people are into threesomes and other people are into war. It's a trippy time. It's time to get rad. Rad like Harry Larry. It's time for sex like Sketches of Spain and Vega. Time to go down to Sam's Liquor, grab a 12-pack of Miller High Life in the bottles, Shauna's favorite. Sneak a peek in the new lowrider, and continue rocking freestyle down Avenida de la Revolución.